It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. The annual Slow Living Summit kicks off today in Brattleboro, and there will be a new emphasis this year on collaborations between speakers and artists. Here to tell us more is Linda McInerney, the artistic director of the Slow Living Summit. Welcome.
Thank you, Neil. So nice to be with you.
Linda, can you remind us about the whole concept of slow living, what that is? Is this just a matter of simply slowing down?
That would be one good step in the right direction, Neil. But really, the idea of slow living and the conference wrapped around the notion of slow living goes back to slow money and slow food. And this whole way of living sustainably, holistically, in a respectful relationship with the earth, all the things we're all trying to do. And what the Slow Living Summit does is put together lots of opportunities to think, converse, and feel so many of the different ways that people can live slowly and connected to the earth.
You know, some people might say that the slow living concept is all well and good for a sleepy rural state like Vermont. How do you see a fast-paced urban environment adapting to the slow living concept?
You know what's so great about that question, Neil, is that the urban environment is often the best environment for slow living, if you can believe it, because there are so many ways that we can conserve resources and share resources instead of more purchases and more carbon footprint. And in addition to that, it really is just a way of being. You know, we can all live mindfully. We can all be present and see where we are and what we're doing and connect with others. So it's certainly not just for a green cow pasture. It's for everyone.
Now, the summit features all sorts of sessions. They're taking place, for the most part, at the Latches Theater in Brattleboro. Can you give us a sense of what people will be able to take away from these sessions? What's available to folks?
Yes, there's some amazing plenary sessions that are being offered. On Wednesday, which is today, we will be offering a piece by a woman named Samantha Eagle, and she is an MD who has created a bridge between traditional medicine and Western medicine, and she'll be presenting a piece that is about the three pillars of a healthy, holistic life, activity, nourishment, and balance. And then my job has been to create a more affective way of communicating those messages. So I've got some artists that have been working carefully with her to find other ways of expression other than just sort of a PowerPoint and a podium, other ways of expressing in a more affective way rather than just simply cognitive way of these ideas.
Well, I understand that what's actually different about the summit this year is that you're working hard to put a special focus on integrating the arts into your sessions. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, Neil. And the way we're doing it is working with the wonderful speakers we have, like Samantha Eagle and Charles Eisenstein, Martin Ping, Amit Sharma, and actually I'll be presenting too. And what we're doing is we are linking them and weaving them with art forms by having artists make friends with them, learn about their work, and seeing how their particular creativity can weave into the message of each of the speakers. For instance, we have music, we have dance, we actually have a yogic movement, we have painting, we have all different kinds of art forms that you'll see are literally woven into the tapestry of what these speakers are presenting.
Linda, what kind of an impact do you think the summit can have? Do people actually attend these things, you know, and make real changes in their lives based on this 3-day experience?
You know, that's a hard question to answer because I haven't, you know, spoken to everybody. But here's what I know when I'm in the presence of this work. I know that what happens to me when I hear these new ideas and these new ways of being is that I try them on and I see if there's something in my life that I might shift ever so slightly or even in a bigger way. And if we get enough people, Neil, to begin to just shift the story of, oh, I can't do anything about it, to, oh, wow, I could do this small thing. If we get enough people connected to that idea and connected to one another, I think we can make an enormous impact.
Linda McInerney is the artistic director of the Slow Living Summit, which takes place in Brattleboro today through Saturday. For more information, go to vpr.net. Linda McInerney, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Neil.